Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Cortell Reisman's here. Karen's a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. She's the author of The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, The Naked Truth About Selling, that whole series of books. You're starting to get the picture. She is the person who we call on when we want to learn how to put our best foot forward, especially with customers. She's our good friend, Karen Cortell Reisman. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back. So, Karen, on this show, I love talking about selling. And as often as I can, I get experts like you on the show to talk about it because it's, as you know, and as I often tell people as often as I can, nothing happens till someone makes a sale. But you recently had an experience with someone who's about as rubber meets the road as it gets when it comes to selling. Tell us about it.
I want to share today the 7 best sales tips. And here's the first thing you have to do. Go to your state fair. And I just went to the State Fair of Texas, a very, very famous State Fair of Texas.
Yep.
And maybe you like riding the rides, or you like going to the auto show, or for sure you like eating the horrible fried delicious food. Me, I can't wait to watch the guy sell kitchen craft skillets. I mean, the guy that's selling the skillets, and they're selling a very expensive item. This is not an inexpensive piece of nothing.
This is not two for $15 skillets, are they?
No, these are expensive products. And that's where I went the other night, where I sat for 30 minutes on a glorious October evening. I'm at the fair watching my buddy Randy sell these pots and pans. And our listeners are going to have a field day hearing what did Randy do. And so let's just start with the first thing he did. He started on the buyer outcome, how we were going to deal with this product, not the product itself, so not the skillet itself. So he's not selling skillets. He's selling good health and longevity by eating these really healthy food
and probably delicious flavor thrown in there somewhere.
Good color. So you focus on the benefit and not the function. We know that, but just remember what Randy did. He never once talked about skillets. It's just always the outcome of that. So, okay, first thing he did. So it's also a great time of year. So everybody, I don't know, across the country, go to your state fair, have fun, but go sit and watch these people do these pitches. They are honed over many, many years. Okay, the next thing he did, he overcomes all your obstacles like cost and why do we need 8 of these things, you know, overcome all your obstacles in a very clever way. And so what Randy did, he just made up a story. And you and I have talked in the past, other times I've been on the show, about the power of the good,
power,
of the good
power
story.
Of stories, so including in your closes.
Yes, that's right. So here's the story. That's right. Here's the story that Randy said. He goes, an 84-year-old woman came up to me yesterday, which I highly doubt that's true, but he said, an 84-year-old woman came up to me yesterday after the demonstration and said, I'm buying it all. But man, he says, excuse me for saying this. Why would you want to buy all of this point in your life? She says, I'm tired of having mismatched pots and pans for my whole life. Don't you have to get your husband's sign-off? Again, he's overcoming another obstacle here. She says, he's not here. He says, oh, I'm so sorry that he's passed. And she says, oh, he's still alive. He's at the car show. I'm making this decision. He goes, then Randy says, but this is expensive. You see all the things he's overcoming? And she says, that's okay. I want quality, and it's something my kids and grandkids will enjoy. And the tip is, what is he doing? He's using this fictitious story. He's overcoming all of our obstacles, but he's not getting in our face.
Right.
He's not, like, bashing it in your face.
She's the straw man.
Absolutely. Think about the obstacles that your buyers are facing and how you can overcome them by, as you say, Jim, creating a straw man.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, that's number two. Another thing he did, brilliant.
Let me stop you for a second.
Yes, sir.
Because I want to... I want to stick something in. I mentioned the clothes earlier. One of the most, and he did this in the middle of, or maybe in the beginning of the presentation, but there are 13 classic closes, and one of them, which is probably the best one and my favorite, is called a similar situation close. And when you get down to the point where a customer is having a little hard time making the final decision, if they ask you a question, if they give you an objective or not, your job is to you're trying to make them more comfortable with their decision. And so you give them what's called a similar situation close, which is where you tell them a story about how other people have used your product, how you helped them solve the issue, or they were just like you, and here's where they were. And oftentimes the similar situation close has three or four stories amalgamated together, so to speak.
And what you're doing there is you're doing what I call a credibility sprinkle.
Yep.
You're sprinkling like you would on a cupcake. You're sprinkling your credibility because in the middle of this story, you've now mentioned four very good clients. And when I close a sale in my business, I'm bringing up my other clients, and I'm bringing up names that are known across the world. I have internationally known clients and names.
Right.
And so I'll say, you know, when GameStop, I had an executive from GameStop or an executive from Southwest Airlines. And it might sound like I'm name dropping right now with you, but I'm using those in exactly the method you say.
And
I'm using them in the story, and it's making them realize that, oh, well, Karen and her business, Think for Yourself, has these types of clients.
And the main thing I wanted to get across there is that what he did was early on, but you can use this all during the presentation, including all the way at the end. Karen, I need your website, please.
Speakforyourself.com. F-O-R.
All right. So check that out, folks. The books are there and a lot of other stuff, too. You got some other products there that will help people.
I've got products. I've got a great blog. Okay.
But no cookware, folks. No, don't worry about that. Quick break. 20 after. We're going to be right back. We got more of Randy's tips that Karen's going to bring us after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.